Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
20's Big Show served up hot and fresh on a Kimmy LaVoy Judgment Day. Live from the G. Wagner Blumming Studios, it's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, inventor of the Lambo Leap and inventor of Game Day Brats, coming to a store near you soon. He is Leroy Butler. And joining us now, a man who I thought was retired. I really did. I thought he was retired. I thought he was going to go play golf and just chill out and hang out. And here he is back on the show because he's still writing. Tom Oates on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
So I'm confused.
Oh, what's up, Tio?
I'm confused. I thought you retired. So you're still gonna work or what's going on?
I'm still writing on occasion. I'm not writing 4 or 5 days a week. Those days are gone. That's my retirement. But I'm still writing once or twice a week.
And that one piece you just wrote, I think if I would have printed it out, it would have been like 25 pages long, talking about who the best players were at every position and so forth. That thing was amazing.
Well, they have an interesting team this year. They didn't lose a lot, but they lost a lot of very gifted players, and all of whom are in the NFL, real playmakers. And now they got a real quarterback issue going on. Looks like they're going to start Danny Vandenboom, their fourth stringer at Nebraska. So that ought to be really interesting.
Let's get down to it, OC. You talked about it, Vandenboom. Of course, I played with his daddy. You were around during that time.
Yep, I was around.
What do we know about Danny Vandenboom out of high school?
Well, but more important, what do we know out of Matt Vandenboom? How hard did he hit you in practice?
He didn't touch me. I was too fast.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, whatever.
Wow. Matt Vandenboom, or Danny, excuse me.
Danny, yeah.
Was a quarterback of the great Kimberly teams. He was like an all-state athlete in football, basketball, and baseball. Big kid, about 6'4". Really smart. I think one of the reasons they recruited him as a linebacker, tight end, safety, something like that. And then he got on the board with the coaches and just wowed him with his knowledge of the game and everything. So I think what you have is a very cerebral guy, big, strong kid. I'm not sure he has the quickest release in the world, but I haven't seen him throw since last fall in fall camp. So I don't know where he's at right now. I assume like all the quarterbacks here, he's gotten better under the tutelage of Paul Christ and John Budmeyer. So I'll be really interested. I do think this. I've watched these kids, all four of the top quarterbacks in the program over the last 2 or 3 years in camp and fall and spring ball and stuff like that. And I think every one of them, there are years where any one of the four could have started at Wisconsin. So I'm not saying, a Graham Mertz type starter, who just is a head and shoulders above everybody. Or maybe, even these guys, Wolf and Vandenboom, certainly aren't on the level of Cone, who has all that experience, all that game experience. And I thought was poised to have a really big senior year, a really solid, you know, he reminds me of, in some respects, Stocko and Scott Tolzien and guys like that who just got better and better and better and really had a great feel for the game by the time they were seniors. None of these guys are going to have that. And you know, Vandenboom certainly doesn't have the talent of Graham Mertz. I mean, who does that they've had around here for a long time, at least since Russell Wilson and probably a long time before that. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I wouldn't write Danny Vandenboom off as like some fourth stringer that doesn't belong. I certainly wouldn't say that going in.
Gary, you want to follow up or you?
I yield to you, Leroy. Go ahead.
I like when you do that. This is a very polarizing year, but let's try to. I guess you can't take the politics out of it, but if you can, that'd be great. But doesn't this give some ammunition to the people who really didn't even want the Big Ten to even come back because of COVID, because of the spikes in Wisconsin? Then you see, you know, Mercy go out and have one, I mean, a flawless game. And then next thing you know, it's dampened by COVID-19. Then you see Wolf COVID-19. And then you just got to wait on everybody else. How do you manage that, OT, and this polarizing, people use stuff for ammunition on both sides, or middle, wherever. How is Wisconsin trying to navigate that and get ready for Nebraska?
Well, there's politics involved with everything. And I think the only reason there is Big Ten football is that the coaches and athletic directors made some concessions. And one of the concessions was most of the leagues, if you test positive, it's a 14-day quarantine. In the Big Ten, it's 21 days. I think that's a concession they made for the safety of the student athlete. And as Paul Christ has said, whether he truly believes it, I believe he believes it, but I don't know that he thinks, I'm not sure that he believes 21 days is necessary. But everything, I mean, the most important thing is the safety of the people involved, whether it's, you know, 21-year-old college kids or coaches or the equipment room manager. I don't care. They're all lives and they're all important and safety is important. So we all knew this was going to be a year that could be interrupted at any time by anything, whether it's the opponent, who knew the first thing in the Big Ten, the first biggest problem with COVID was going to be the Badgers quarterback room. I mean, what are the odds of that? But that's what's happened here. You know, and the cone injury, you know, exacerbates the problem further. So, but I think we all knew that everything is tenuous this year, everything. And the rules are the rules. I mean, whether they're too strict or not, it doesn't matter. The rules are now the rules and everyone's playing by the same rules. And the Badgers just became the first team to pay the price, so to speak. And we don't even know if they are going to pay the price. I mean, you know, if a whole bunch of them are come up sick, you know, this game isn't even going to take place. I mean, there's a curveball. Everything is a curveball these days, and you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's around the corner. It'll be very interesting. I mean, this is a real test of the program, test of the strengths of the program, the defense, the offensive line. I mean, now all of a sudden you don't have a guy I'm guessing Danny Vandenboom isn't going to go 20 for 21 in his debut, just a guess there. So, it's a real test of the program, assuming they even play the game at all.
Yeah, that's my next question, because we were just talking about do what we think he can do while other two young men are out. Can you keep them undefeated? I like to take it further, and that follows up your question. Nice reference to say it's a curveball, knowing that the World Series continues tonight. But Paul Chris' system works. I think we all can agree with that. So is it just plug and play? You plug a guy in, maybe do running back by committee, but I can always fall back on a good defense, good special teams, and a good offensive line to make it try to win the game like, you know, 7-3 or 10-3 just to survive for these next 2 or 3 weeks. I think it'll give Paul Chris a chance to show everybody how good his system really is.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this is a really strong program right now. There's a lot of good players in it. Do they have as many great players as Ohio State? No. But they're deep. They've got talent. They've got experience. I mean, their defense was totally overshadowed by Graham Mertz on Friday night, and their defense right. was really good. And
yes,
that was a good Illinois offense. The quarterback the last half of last season was outstanding. The offensive line was pretty much back. The receivers were pretty much back, and a couple of them had some pretty good numbers last year. They did lose their running back, but that wasn't a lousy offense. It was an offense coming off a really good final 6-7 games of the season, and they completely shut it down. So you're right. This is a great, great test of what Paul Chryst has built here. And I don't expect Wisconsin to fall off the map because they don't have Jack Cohn or Graham Mertz playing quarterback. Now, it's the Big Ten. It's Nebraska. I mean, Nebraska has showed signs. You know, obviously they got hammered by Ohio State, but who isn't going to get hammered by Ohio State? Nebraska's shown signs this year of I think that this is a year where they're going to could be a year where they come back strong. They have this is Frost's third year. He's got some of his talent in there, and I mean it's a good Big Ten team, not a great Big Ten team, but this is going to be a real test of what Paul Chryst has built here. And I certainly don't expect him to fall off the face of the earth. I expect them that they're going to have to win. They're not going to win. They're not going to score 42, I don't think. So they're going to have to win in other ways, but they do appear capable of doing that.
Talking with our guy Tom Oates here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline and Kim Lavoie, Judgment Day here on the Fan. I'll tell you one thing. I would not want to be Scott Frost answering to alumni when you lose to a fourth-string quarterback without a star running back for Wisconsin. That's not going to be a good discussion because right now the Badgers don't have that star running back, and that makes things even more difficult. You know, you got Berger, this freshman out of New Jersey, who we didn't see in the last game. I thought we would for sure. Nothing. You've got, it looks like, decent running backs, but it doesn't look like you have any special talent at running back, Tom.
No, I don't think there's much speed there. Garendo has speed.
I mean, he does.
He was a sprint champion in Indiana, and I think he's from the Indianapolis area. But I don't think Watson and you know, but you get spoiled with Jonathan Taylors of the world.
We've been spoiled for 20 years with running backs.
The Monty Balls, where if they hit that crease and get to the second level and there's nobody there, they could be gone. I don't know that Watson and Garrett Groshek have that kind of speed. Garendo does, but he's new to the position. And you could see there were a couple runs where he looked pretty good Friday night, and there were a couple runs where he looked really tentative Friday night. Like a guy trying to find his way. So I'd be interested to see what Jalen Berger's done. Again, we didn't get to watch any fall practice.
Right.
So we just don't really have any idea what Jalen Berger looks like in a college uniform. Who knows? He could be hurt for all we know. But I don't know that they have any special backs, but to that I say, aren't we spoiled? Because we've had a run of special backs, for a long time. It's like Packers with quarterback. Who in this league has 30 years of great quarterbacking? I mean, no team ever. And you get spoiled.
Well, and I guess, OT, then, if it gets down to it, what about this offensive line? Because I think at the end of the day, they're going to have to carry the mail for this team offensively.
Yeah, this is going to be a old school 96 Barry Alvarez or 2003 Barry Alvarez team, I think. You know, you're going to have to just pound it, and it's going to have to win the line of scrimmage. I didn't think it did that, especially in the run game against Illinois.
Right.
And they're going to have to, I would suspect that the lack of spring ball and the shortened fall camp would affect the offensive line more than most, seeing as how You know, we all know the offensive line needs time and reps to get coordinated and on the same page. But they can't wait any longer, though. At this point, they have to come out and be dominant. And there's some good players on that offensive line. John Dietzen.
Go ahead.
John Dietzen coming back really helped out. They lost Biotis, who's starting in Dallas, and he was a good player. But John Dietzen was a good player when he was healthy. So, if he can come back and finish off with a strong senior year, I think they have a chance to have a really good line.
Oh, it's the last one. We'll get you going. Get you out of here. Are you starting?
Leroy, I got one more for Oz before you.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead and get it now. No, you go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm in no rush, guys. Go ahead, Leroy.
Are you retired?
But hey, man, y'all don't know why y'all keep bringing up retirement.
He's in no rush.
I'm interested in. Are you working on your memoir? Or are you working on something? A book about you covering Wisconsin for all these years and your outside and inside view of it. If you already have that book, free to promote it. But if not, I think that would be amazing. Your perspective on the Badger way / Packer way for the last however many years, and to boot the high schools that you've covered from all of these players just in the state of Wisconsin. And I think that would be just a phenomenal book because Steve just talked about your writings and your articles, but I need a book about you covering, because people think that's easy to remember all this stuff, and it's not. But you can tell us these perspectives about, recruiting local talent and why do you go out and find a Graham Mertz and then he comes in. But not only that, to get, big play Clay, guys who've in and around Wisconsin, basketball as well. I mean, you really need to home in on that because you got such a knowledge, a treasure trove of stuff that would be such an interesting read. Make sure you put lots of pictures in there, though, because I want to keep my Florida State people interested in reading this. So please do me a favor and work on that. I mean, you have to. You're just too good, man.
I'll think about it, Leroy. I've been kicking around ideas for books and this and that and something I want to do. But I have to say that since I retired, I haven't done a whole heck of a lot of anything, and I've been actually enjoying that. So I that's obviously not going to stay that way. So, but I just needed a break. And there's a lot. There's a lot there. There's a lot in Wisconsin sports wise.
It is a bunch.
I mean, it's a state that the biggest thing I like about Wisconsin sports is there aren't a lot of divided loyalties here. Other than Marquette, Wisconsin, and basketball, everybody's kind of pulling in the same direction. You're a Packer fan. You're a Brewer fan. You're a Bucks fan. You're a Badger fan. Lately, for quite a while, actually, been pretty good. The state's been pretty good in all those things. And I find that very interesting. So it's a terrific state in that regard. And like I said, I'm giving a few different things some thought. So, but thanks
you
for
just,
the plug.
You just did chapter five right there, Wisconsin sports, how good they are. I mean,
well,
go ahead, Gary.
OC, here's what I'm going to do.
All right, and now I have a literary agent.
Well, yeah, we're going to let Leroy write the foreword for you, OT.
I do it for free.
He'll write the foreword.
I do it for free.
Steve, you want to reset and then we can get out of here?
Sure. This is Tom Oates with the Wisconsin State Journal. Retired, joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Tom, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Great talking to you guys, as always.
You betcha.
Thanks, Oatsy.
Take care. There he is.
We really appreciate it.
Tom Oates on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, just breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com. Today, coming.
I was going to suggest a podcast for him, but I didn't think you want to do that kind of work. But writing is this thing, man. he needs to get on to that. I'm telling you, it would be so interesting.
Kyle Korver spoke at his alma mater and had some things to say about the Bucks' life in the bubble and what that was all about. If you haven't heard it, stay tuned. We'll play that back for you.
Folks.
Wendy's is taking the pretzel bun to a whole new level. Introducing their new Wendy's Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger. It packs a quarter pound of fresh beef, Munster cheese, applewood smoked bacon, a smoky honey mustard, crispy fried onions, and a warm beer cheese sauce. All of this piled up high on a pretzel bun. On a pretzel bun. It's out of this world good. Get it right now at participating Wendy's for a limited time. I'm telling you, folks, time is running out. Time is running out. If you haven't tried it, go get it. Pretzel Bacon Pub Cheeseburger right now at Wendy's.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.